players and coaches talk about the perfect season back in 07?
Before, you're talking about before, as we were going through the whole thing? Not much, really. It was more of, you know, trying to eliminate the distraction than creating one for ourselves. So we didn't, we're just focused on the next game. I mean, again, we knew how hard that would be to accomplish. So to think ahead about doing it was kind of, you know, I don't know, waste of time maybe. That's how we kind of perceived it. I know, like I said, it was a special accomplishment. I think everybody that was a part of it would be proud to say that they were a part of that team. But I don't think when we were actually going through the season that we were really focused too much on it.
How much mentally and physically did it take on you personally and the team to go through that?
I don't think it took any more out of us than, you know, any other long draining season that is always mentally and physically taxing on you. You know, I've been a part of a few years. We've played a lot of games, you know. I mean, you play 16 to 20. I mean, you play 20 anyway. And then if you play three or four more, you're talking about, you know, 24, 26 weeks out of the year, you're getting ready for a game. So, you know, they're all tough, I think. That one, I think there was a lot of outside influence on that, trying to create more of a pressure situation. But I don't really think that we really felt like that within the walls of our building. I mean, you'd have to ask individual people. Maybe some other people did. I think we were all excited to have an opportunity to finish the year. That's really what we were focused on.
What sort of lessons are you hoping that your run defense, all those guys, have learned from what happened a couple of days ago?
It's, you know, they know. The lessons are the same ones you learn each week when you give up a big play. It doesn't take many people to do something wrong for something bad to happen in this league. And I think if we all do our job the way that we want to, the way that we've shown that we can, then we can be okay. We can play good run defense. And then, like I said, you're not far away. You make a mistake here, a mistake there. It might be five or six mistakes in an entire game worth of 70 plays. And those five or six mistakes are enough to get you beat. So, I think we just got to stay focused on our job, each player, and as long as they're doing what they can do, then somebody else is going to be there to make the tackle.
You guys have given up those big plays in the running game. They've been mostly mental breakdowns or guys being out of position or over.
I would say not very. Most of them, you know, I don't know how many we've given up, but anytime we've given up a play, you know, of significant yardage in the running game, I think you're talking more about, you know, guys that are giving great effort, but the assignment, you know, for whatever reason, there's a number of reasons that the assignment may not get carried out perfectly. I mean, the other teams are good too. You know, they're trying to block us and keep us from doing our jobs. So, you know, it's most of them, I would say, are not mental. I think there's a lot of great effort being given, and then, you know, at some point or other, somebody just didn't quite get there, or a hand or an arm away from making a tackle, you know, and that's football. I mean, that's what happens normally on every Sunday. I mean, when we get big runs, that's what normally happens, you know, on the other side too.
Josh, this year you've played against some of the best quarterbacks in the league, if not, you know, two or three of the very best. Where does Donovan fit into that?
I think he's right up there. He's very accurate, you know, and he's a pocket passer that throws the ball down the field probably as well as anybody else we've played. You know, he's got guys that go get it, and he has a great arm, great vision. Scans the whole field. He's not, you know, a guy that's just going to focus on one side or the other. I mean, he can go left to right, right to left, deep to short. You know, he uses his outlets very well. One of the things that impresses me the most about a lot of quarterbacks is if they're looking down the field or to the left and they know that their outlet's to the right, they've got a mental clock in their head and they know when it's going to go off. And then they also know where their guy is, you know, and he's very accurate when he does that. He's got good receivers and outlet guys to throw the ball to when he needs to. He's made a lot of plays now in the red zone and third down with his legs too, extending the play. So a great challenge because you got to keep him in the pocket but he's so good in there that, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. So we're going to have to, again, play really good defense, cover well, rush well, try to force him to get the ball out maybe a little quicker than he wants to, and disrupt something in the passing game because, you know, they're one of the best passing teams that we've played, certainly, if not the best. Ryan is a young guy, obviously, that's getting better, really adamant about trying to do his job the right way. And again, you're right, those positions, he and Kenny and Vonnie and LaKeevan, Marcus, it's not a glory spot, you know. Do your job for those guys sometimes means take on a double team block, go to the ground on one knee, you know, let them ultimately end up on top of you, but don't let them come off on somebody else. So he's done a nice job of trying to do what we're asking him to do in the scheme. And, you know, he's a younger player that's getting better and improving, which is a good thing. He really plays hard, gives great effort. But he and the rest of those guys, I mean, there's not a lot of those guys that get a lot of, you know, recognition. But they've done a nice job of doing their job and doing what we're asking them to do all year.
Seems like maybe Ronaldo Hill's maybe been one of the most underrated guys in your defense or under-talked about, especially playing with who he plays with. How important has he been as a whole this season, and then in terms of when you look at Philadelphia and their big playability, and I know he's the guy that put way defense?
Yeah, I would say he's extremely important to our team, not just our defense, but our team. He is maybe as intelligent of a player as I've ever been around, and I've been around some smart ones. But this guy is very in tune with the entire game plan. If you know, I don't want to put him on the spot and have you guys all run to his locker, but if you asked him what the linebackers were going to do on this call or the who's supposed to have the contain on this rush, he'll know the answer. And you know, he's one of those guys where you love to have a guy like that in the back end of your secondary, because if there's something not quite right, he'll make it right with whatever he does, even if it's not exactly the way you called it. You know, he'll tell somebody that he'll compensate for them, or he'll make a check, or he'll make sure somebody lines up where they're supposed to. And that's comforting as a coach, that to know that you have somebody back there that does that job the way he does it. And this week's going to be real important for all of our guys, corners, safeties, to stay back there, stay deep, and make sure that we don't give up any game-changing plays, make them go the hard way.
Has he been pretty responsible for, you haven't given up pretty much any big plays in the passing game? He's got to be a big part of that.
I think he is, but I think he's one part of that whole group. That whole group really takes a lot of pride in not giving up passes over their head. And we've got we've talked about it ad nauseum, the veteran secondary that understands the value of not giving up a big play. You know, some people want to challenge something else more and then take a risk and that they don't need to take. These guys understand that if you play good defense and you make the team drive the ball 12 plays, that ultimately somebody will make a good play on your side too, and they'll, you know, end up getting off the field. So they've all done a nice job of that.
Thank you.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Hi.